好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all our beloved brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢神的安排啊，让小弟有这个机会啊，再次来到我们休斯顿教会，跟弟兄姐妹一起来灵修。
And we thank God for His guidance and that I have this opportunity to once again come and also spiritually cultivate with all of you.
好，啊，我们这一次的主题是啊，寻回主羊。
And this time our theme is to bring back the lost sheep.
啊，每次这个总会。哦、全国教会会议、哦、都会报告各教会的信徒状况。
And every year in the NCC, then there will be a report as to each church's status.、
哦、那从各教会的报告、我们也可以看到教会的成长、哦、以及信徒的流失。
And then from these church reports, then we can also see how many lost sheep there are in each church and also how much the church is growing.、
哦、那目前总会这个信徒的流失率的计算方法、哦、就是、这个、哦、registered member、哦、减掉 active member 再除以、哦、registered member、哦、那这个就是信徒的流失率、哦、
And currently the formula that USGA uses to calculate the percentage of lost sheep each church has is to take the number of registered members subtract from that、the active members and then divide, the,、divide that、over the number of registered members、
哦啊、所以、哦、这个很多教会、哦、这个流这个这样的算法、哦啊、都、哦、甚至百分之二十几以上、哦、
And so there are、quite a few churches that have a lost sheep percentage of over 20、
哦、大概差不多都是、五分之一、哦、四分之一左右
And most of the churches has a lost sheep rate of about one-fifth or one-fourth of their members、
哦、那虽然有人提出说、哦、那个这样的算法好像有一点争议啊
And then even though some people have said that this kind of、method of calculating seems a bit false.、
哦、因为 registered member 减掉 active member、哦、应该是 unactive member、哦、不等于 lost member、哦、
Because they said that for the registered members,、if you subtract away the active members from the registered members, it doesn't necessarily mean that these unregistered members are,、these inactive members are necessarily、lost sheep.、
哦、就是、可能、哦、他不是每个月都来、哦、来教会有可能他只是灵恩会才来
Perhaps these members are just those do not come once every month but rather they just come every convocation、
哦、他还没有流失啊他还是会来啊
And they're not necessarily lost because they still show up、
哦、那教会去探访他他还很、哦、很乐意接待
And when the church is going to visit them then they're still very happy to receive them、
哦、我们还知道他住哪边呢、啊、
And we also know where they live、
哦、他只是啊哦、没有每个月来、哦、只是、啊、不是那个 active member
And it's just that they do not come to church once every month And so they're not counted as an active member、
哦、但是他不等于 lost member、哦、
But then they're not necessarily just a lost member、
哦啊、所以、哦、应该、啊、那个已经找不到人的、哦、或者已经、啊啊、叫你说不用来了我们不信了、哦啊、或者是已经、啊、到其他的教会、啊、或者是犯罪了哦、那个应该才能算是 lost member 啦、哦。
And only those members who are actually, those that we cannot find, or those people who have told us not to go visit them, or those that have actually sinned, or have started going to other churches, those are the ones that we should only count as lost sheep.
哦，那如果是这样的算法的话，哦，应该就是，每个教会哦，啊、这个啊、这个流失率哦，应该是。很低才对、哦、
Because if we were to count this way, then the lost sheep percentage should be very low.
哦，应该百分之五以下。
And it should be less than 5%.
哦，我们如果说啊，流失率哦有哦这个四分之一啊，哈、哦，哦这个五分之一，那这个注目传道可能要砍头了的哈、哦。
Because if the percentage of lost sheep truly is one-fourth of the church or one-fifth of the church, then perhaps the resident minister needs to be executed.
哦，那无论是怎么算？
But regardless of how we count them,
哦，软弱的信徒总是成为流失信徒，哦的这个前提啊。
All these weak members are a precursor for lost sheep.
哦，为什么会流失？一定是先软弱才流失嘛。
And why is it that the member is lost? Of course, they had to have been weak to begin with.
哦，所以我们寻回主羊，哦，不但哦是寻回那个流失的，也要寻回那个软弱的。
And so when we're seeking the lost sheep, then we're trying to bring back not just the lost sheep, but also those who are weak.
哦，那我们要怎么把他们找回来？
And so how is it that we can seek them to bring them back?
哦， 那我们来看看啊，这个路加福音的十五章这里。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音的十五章啊，这个记载着啊，主耶稣讲的三个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 15, there records three parables that Jesus Christ has spoken.
哦，一个就是失羊的比喻。
one of which is the lost sheep.
哦，一个是失钱的比喻。
And the other one is the lost coin.
哦，那另外一个就是失子，哦，啊，就是浪子的比喻啊。
And then the other one is the lost son, which is the prodigal son.
哦，那耶稣为什么讲这三个比喻
？And so why did Jesus Christ say these three parables?
哦，而且啊，是一口气讲的。
And in fact, he actually said them in one breath.
哦，那围绕在一个同样的主题。
And he was all regarding the same theme.
哦，为什么耶稣啊啊会一连三次哦同一个主题讲三个比喻
？And so why would Jesus Christ actually speak three parables on the same theme?
哦，因为啊啊耶稣要来答复哦当时批评他的这些文士跟法利赛人。
Because at that time, Jesus was trying to answer the Pharisees and the scribes that were complaining against him.
我们看路加福音十五章第一节、第二节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2.
路加福音十五章一节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。二节，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。主耶稣接待这个罪人税吏哦，那跟他们一起吃饭。
哦、and Jesus Christ, he received the tax collectors and the sinners, and he ate with them.
哦，因为这些人呐、啊，都要来听耶稣讲道。
Because these people, they wanted to listen to Jesus Christ speak sermons.
哦，但是这个举动啊，却引起当时哦这个宗教的主流派啊这些文士、法利赛人他们的不满。
But then this type of action by Jesus actually brought about the discomfort from the Pharisees and the scribes.
哦，在他们的观念里头啊，哦，这个税吏也好，罪人也好，是不配哈、哦、啊，跟他们呢 说好说歹的啦。
Because in the viewpoint of the Pharisees and the scribes, these tax collectors and sinners are not ones that they wanted to associate with.
哦，这不但是浪费时间呐、啊，也是有失身份。
And not only is it a waste of time, but it also is a way for them to lose their own status.
哦，所以耶稣啊，不应该哦跟这些哦我们认为哈、哦。啊，已经不配得救的人哦，啊，没有资格啊，哦，啊，这个亲近神的人呢、啊，哦，来，哦，这个在一起、啊。
And so they were saying that Jesus Christ should not be with these types of people that they had deemed to be not worthy of the salvation.
哦，所以法利赛人跟文士啊，哦，他们自己认为，哦，啊，他们啊，这个认为这些税吏跟罪人哦，啊，不需要。浪费时间在他们身上，他们也不愿意别人呐、啊、也这么做。
And so the Pharisees and the scribes they deemed that the sinners were not worthy of their time, and they felt that others should also not give them their time.
啊、哦，所以主耶稣才一口气讲了三个比喻。
And so Jesus Christ actually spoke these three parables.
哦，啊，两个目的。
And there was two purposes.
一个目的就是要来解释为什么哦他要啊这个花时间。在这些税吏跟罪人身上。
And one of the purposes was to explain why is it that he wanted to take time to spend with the tax collectors and the sinners.
哦，那第二个目的啊，要来纠正这些文士跟法利赛人他们错误的观念。
And the second purpose was to correct the wrong concept of the Pharisees and their scribes.
哦，所以耶稣一连讲的是三个比喻。
And so Jesus Christ spoke these three parables at once.
哦，那小弟想说我们要谈这个啊寻回主羊啊。
And I was thinking that we were talking about seeking and bringing back the lost sheep.
哦，我们应该要哦要先谈一谈哦啊，当这些这个软弱的也好哈、哦、啊流失的也好哦，回到教会来，我们要用什么样的态度来接纳他们
？And so I think that we ought to first talk about what kind of attitude we should have to receive these lost sheep or these weak members when they're coming back.
啊，因为这个是哦。决定这些软弱的跟迷失的、这个信徒是不是能够回到神的家、不再流失不再流浪
Because this is actually one of the turning points as to whether or not the lost sheep or the weak members are actually going to return to the house of the Lord and not be lost again、
如果这个问题没有办法解决的话
And if we're not able to solve this problem,
如果我们态度没有改变的话
And if we do not change our attitudes
就好像拿一个破水桶、 啊，这个捞水一样哦，再怎么捞啊，水还是都跑掉了啊。
And it's just like taking a bucket with a hole in it and trying to draw up water because no matter how much you draw, you're still going to lose the water.
哦，就好像用破掉的这个渔网在抓鱼啊，鱼还是出去的。
Or trying to catch the fish with a broken net because the net of the fishes will still swim out.
哦，所以小弟个人认为说哈，我们应该要先谈一谈，当软弱的流失的这些信徒回来。我们要怎么接纳他们
And so I thought that it's best for us to talk about the attitude that we should have to receive those who are weak or those who are lost when they first come back.
哦，那耶稣一连续讲的这三个比喻啊。
And Jesus Christ, he spoke these three parables.
哦，都是我们很熟悉的。
And these are all things that we're very familiar with.
哦，第一个就是失羊的比喻。
And the first is the lost sheep.
哦，这边讲到说有一个人哦，有一百只羊啊，失去了一只。
And here it talks about a man who has 100 sheep and he has lost one of them.
哦，他把这个99只撇在旷野，去寻找那一只迷失的，直到找着为止。
And then he leaves the 99 in the wilderness and he goes and seeks after the one that is lost until he finds it.
哦，找到了，哦，欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里。
And so when he has found it, then he is rejoicing and laying it on his shoulders to come home.
哦，把亲朋好友、左邻右舍通通找来说啊，我失去的那一只羊已经找到，你们和我一同欢喜快乐。
And then he calls his friends and his neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost."
哦，那耶稣啊，哦。对这个比喻下了一个结论。
And so Jesus Christ had a conclusion for this parable.
一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，比较那个，为那个99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
And he says, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
那接下来又讲一个失钱的比喻。
And then he continues on to talk about the parable of the lost coin.
一个人有十块钱。
And a person has 10 coins.
失落了一块。
And she's lost one.
他会这个点上灯，打扫屋子，仔细的找，直到找到为止。
And she would light the lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it.
同样的，他把左邻右舍、亲戚朋友通通找来，对他们说啊，我失落的那块钱已经找到，你们和我一同欢喜快乐吧。
And likewise, she's also going to call her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost."
主耶稣对这个比喻同样也下一个结论。
And Jesus Christ also gave a conclusion for this parable.
一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
He said, "There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
那最后耶稣又讲了一个。这个失子的比喻，就浪子的比喻。
And lastly, then, Jesus Christ spoke of the parable of the lost son or the prodigal son.
一个人有两个儿子。
And there's a man with two sons.
小儿子啊，对爸爸说，把我应得的家产分给我。
And then the younger one said to the father, "Father, give me the portion of goods for me."
然后他变卖所有，收拾一切，就到远方去啊。
And then he has gathered everything together, sold everything, and then he went afar.
去那边浪任意的就放荡浪费资财。
And when he went to a far country, then he just spent all his money and then left a good life.
钱花完了，又遇到那个地方饥荒。
And then once he spent all his money, there was also a severe a famine that arose in the land.
在山穷水尽穷苦之下，于是投靠当地的人呐、那个人。打发他去喂猪了。
And in all of his want, then he had to actually rely on the local people, and this person actually sent him to go and feed the pigs.
那个凄惨的景况啊，甚至恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥啊，但是人家也不给他。
And it was so pitiful to a point where he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but then no one gave him anything.
痛苦的生活啊，凄惨的遭遇啊。让他醒悟过来了。
And such a pitiful life, and it actually caused him to wake up.
父亲的家里，口粮有余，故宫那么多难道我要在这里饿死他乡吗？
And so he thought about how his father's hired servants, they have bread, and they also have spare bread. And how is it that he was going to perish with hunger?
所以他决定要回到他父亲那边向他父亲来认罪悔改。
And so he determined to go back to his father and then to actually repent of his sins.
已经下定了决心不配做 做这个父亲的儿子 如果能够做个故宫，也心满意足了。
And he had also determined within himself that he was no longer worthy to be called a son, and that he would just be happy to be a hired servant.
哦，只要啊，父亲愿意接纳他。
As long as his father was willing to receive him.
哦，总比哦，在这个家里做个故宫啊，总比啊，哦，客死他乡来得好了。
And it was better for him to go and be a hired servant than to actually just perish with hunger in another land.
哎，没想到他的父亲哦。远远就认出他来了。
But he never thought that his father would recognize him from afar.
哦，那当他向他父亲呢、啊、来认罪，啊，父亲反而啊仿佛啊没有听到他讲话一样。
And when he was apologizing to his father, the father actually seemed as though he did not hear what his son said.
哦，高兴的哦，啊，赶快吩咐人哦，啊，把这个上好的衣服给他换上。把鞋子给他穿上，戒指就戴到他的手上去了。
But rather the father, he was so joyful, and he just said to his servants to bring out the best robe and put it on him, and to put the ring on his hand and the sandals on his feet.
哎，无条件啊，接纳他，恢复他儿子的身份哦。
And he also received his son back to the sonship without any conditions.
啊，并且还吩咐仆人呐、啊，哎，杀鸡杀牛啊，哦，来庆祝啊，他的儿子回来了。
And he also told the servants to go and bring the fatted calf to kill it, and then so that they can eat and be merry.
哦，这个欢乐之声啊，啊，让这个哦他的大儿子哈、哦、啊在田里头啊做完工回家的路上，哎，就听到了。
And so this older son, on his way back from the field, he heard these noises of rejoicing.
哦，找人打听之下，哦，说原来是弟弟回来了。
And when he asked, and he found out that his younger brother had come home.
哦，父亲呢、啊，啊，为了他。弟弟能够无灾无病的回来、哦哎、正在欢喜庆祝着。
And because that the younger brother was safe and sound, then his father was actually rejoicing and celebrating.、
哦、这个大儿子、啊哦、因为父亲的这个举动、啊、非常的生气、啊、气得不想回家了。
And so this older brother, he was very angry with how his father was acting, and he was so angry he did not want to go home.、
啊、直到这个老爸爸出来、啊、来劝他安慰他。
And so this father had to come out and plead with him.
哦，指着老爸爸哈、哦、啊来质问呐、啊，说 说这个哈、哦、啊你的儿子啊哦跟娼妓吞进你的产业、啊、哦，然后他一回来啊，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊了。
And he asked of his father, he says, "Well, why is it that this son of yours, whom has actually devoured all your livelihood, and yet when he comes home, you have actually killed a fatted calf for him?"
啊，我跟我为你呀、啊、辛苦多年呐、啊。哦、你从来没有啊，为我跟我的朋友啊，啊，宰过一只山羊羔啊。
And yet, for me who have served you many years, you have never even killed a young goat for my friends and myself.
哇、哦，这个爸爸你真不公平啊
！And so, father, you are so unfair.
哦，那这个父亲呢、啊、就劝他。
And so this father he pleaded with him.
哦，你所讲的那个我的儿子啊，他是你的弟弟耶。
And that this person that you're talking about is actually your brother.
他是死而复活，失而又得了。
And he was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found.
哦，那再说啊，我所有的一切也都是你的，你常常跟我在一起啊。
And also that you are always with me and all that I have is yours.
哦，你要什么啊？啊，我岂有不给你的
？And whatever it is that you want, have I ever not given it to you?
我所享受的。你也都享受得到啊。
And whatever I have enjoyed, and you can also enjoy.
哦，所以啊，我们呢、啊，更应当因为弟弟的回来欢喜快乐。
And so we ought to rejoice because this brother of yours has come back.
哦，这个是主耶稣哦所讲的三个比喻啊。
And these are the three parables that Jesus Christ has spoken.
哦，那从这三个比喻，第一个哈、哦，我们从这个质跟量来做个思考。
And then if we think about these three parables in terms of the quality.
好、哦、在量方面啊、
哦。In terms of quantity.
好、哦、啊、从这个百分之一。
From 1%.
到十分之一。
To 10%.
到二分之一。
To half. Half.
哎哦。一百只羊当中的一只。
For one sheep out of 100.
好、哦。十块钱里头的一块
，or one coin out of ten，
哦，两个儿子里头的一个
，or one son out of two。
所以我们看到这个量哦，是不断的在提升。
And so we see that this quantity continues to increase。
哦，再来我们从价值来看
，and then in terms of the value，
从羊
from a sheep
到钱
to coins
到儿子
to son
好，那或许我们会说，那十块钱到底有多少多大
？And perhaps we might be saying that these coins, how great are they?
哦，啊，犹太人他们当时哦，啊，一年的工资哦，大概30块钱。
And at that time, the in Jewish society, 1 year's wage is about 30 coins.
好，那十块钱等于是4个月的工钱呢。
And so 10 of these coins is about 4 months worth of wages.
我们想想看我们4个月的薪水大概有多少。
And so if we were to think about it, how much is about 4 months worth of salary, how much is 4 months worth of salary cost?
至少有1万块吧。
Most likely it's at least $10,000.
可能还不止的。
Perhaps even more.
我们就算说1万块来讲。
But let's say it's $10,000.
那一块钱哦，十分之一啊，就1000块了。
And so for 1 out of 10, then that's $4,000. Oh, $10,000.
哦，不 ，1,000 哦，一万块里头的十分之一就是十块钱是10,000块嘛，那一块钱等于1000块嘛。
Oh, sorry. One coin out of 10 coins, for in our value system is $1,000.
那如果你在家里掉了1000块哈，你会不会说算了，1000块而已，会不会这样
？And if you were to lose $1,000 at home, then would you just say forget it? It's only $1,000.
我看到你也是会跟他一样哈，把灯打开，哇，到处找啊，我那个1000块那个支票到底放哪边去了？直到找到为止吧。
And I think that you would also be like this woman who would light up the house and then also search around for it to say where is that check for $1,000 that I have misplaced?
有人一个礼拜的菜钱100块就够了。
And for some people, then their grocery bill for 1 week is $100.
1000块，你看哦，2个多月的菜钱呢。
And then for $1,000, and that's about 2 months or so worth of groceries.
怎么可以不找哦
？And so how is it that you would not search for it?
那所以说哈，这个，比这个羊更有价值哦，这个一块钱比那一只羊还有价值哦。
And so we can see that this one coin is actually more valuable than this this one sheep.
那儿子更不要讲了。
And let's not even talk about son.
儿子当然比钱比羊更有价值了。
And of course, the son has more value than the sheep or the coin.
所以我们看到主耶稣在要回应这个文士跟法利赛人，他为什么跟这个跟罪人跟税吏在一起。
And so we see that Jesus Christ, when he's answering the complaint of the Pharisees and the scribes,
耶稣连续讲了3个比喻
that he spoke these 3 parables.
无论在价值上，无论在这个数量上，都是不断的提升。
And so we see that regardless of whether or not it's in the quantity or whether it's in the value system, it's actually increasing.
目的就是要提醒这些文士、法利赛人，这些你们所排斥的。是活生生的人，是神的儿女，是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And that these people that they've put aside, that these are actually people, and these are the descendants of Abraham.
不应当啊，把他们看作像垃圾一样。
And they're the children of God, and we ought not to just look at them as though they are rubbish.
那接下来。
And then also.
那个走失的那一只羊也好，丢掉的那一块钱也好，或者是这个离家出走的这个小儿子在他们走失之前、离家之前、丢掉之前，跟走失以后、离家以后、丢掉以后，他的所有权同样都属于他的主人的。
And then we see that regardless of whether or not it's the sheep or the coin or the son, that all of these things before they were lost, they all belong to the owner.
这个观念很重要
And even after they're lost, they still belong to the owner. And this concept is very important.
无论是失去之前、失去以后，都是主人的都是他父亲的
And it's very important to have this concept, which is that regardless of whether or not it's before they are lost or after they're lost, they still are belonging to the same owner, which is the father.
所以他的主人。有那个权利，有那个义务，把他们找回来，把他们捡回来，再次的接纳他们。
And then so then these owners, they have the ability and also they have the wish and want to go and seek out these lost things.
哦, 为什么这个观念很重要?
And so why is it that this concept is so important?
哦, 我们经常会这样想,
because we often have this type of way of thinking.
那个软弱的, 那个犯罪的, 哦, 啊, 那些信徒啊,
and
those,
and those who are lost or those who have sinned, all of these members, they have already been handed over to Satan.
不是神的啦, 不是我们的啦,
and they're no longer gods and they're not ours.
不需要管他啦,
that we do not need to care and show concern for them.
哦, 我们通常都会用这样的态度来对待那些迷失的 那些软弱的信徒，那些啊软弱的弟兄姐妹。
And we often have this type of attitude towards those who are weak or those members who are lost.
我们想想看啊，如果说啊犯罪的软弱的哈，不再属于神的，是属于魔鬼的。
But if we think about it, if those who are lost and those who are weak actually no longer belong to God, but rather they belong to Satan.
哦，那将来审判的时候啊。
And then in the day of judgment.
神没有资格审判他们哦，因为不是神的啊。
Then God would not have the ability or he would not be the one to judge them because they do not belong to him.
应该是魔鬼审判他们才对啊。
And wouldn't it be Satan that, that judges them?
因为已经不属神的嘛, 是属魔鬼的啦。
Because they no longer belong to God and they belong to Satan.
哦, 那神有什么资格来审判这些, 哦, 软弱的, 离道的, 犯罪的人?
And so in that way, then how does God have the ability to go and judge those who are, to, who are lost and who have become weak?
哦, 正因为啊, 哦, 这些离道的, 软弱的, 哦, 他们仍然是属于神的。
But because those who are weak and those who are lost, they are still belonging to God.
所以神才有权柄在将来审判的时候,
and so then God still has the authority to judge them in the day of judgment.
就好像这个, 哦, 这里所说的, 哦, 啊, 那个走失的羊也好, 丢掉的那一块钱也好, 或者是离家出走的小儿子也好, 仍然是他的主人的, 哦, 他的牧人的, 他的父亲的。
And just like this lost sheep or lost coin or lost son, it still belongs to the shepherd and it still belongs to the one who had the coin and also to the father.
哦, 这个也是耶稣要提醒批评他的这些文士法利赛人。
And this was also what Jesus Christ was trying to remind the Pharisees and scribes who were complaining against him.
你们跟你们所排斥的这些罪人税吏其实同样都属于天父所拥有。
And that you Pharisees and scribes and the ones that you despise, you all still belong to this God.
所以耶稣来 他理当接纳，理当去寻找那些失去，的这个神的儿女，就是罪人跟罪地。
And so when Jesus Christ came to this earth, then of course he would go and seek out those who are lost and those who are sinning.
所以这个观念很重要。 And
so this is a very important concept.
这个能够帮助我们，当那些软弱的同龄，那些这个因 一时软弱被罪恶所胜的同龄再度回到神的家来，我们能够接纳他们。
And this is a very important concept to have because it will have the, help us have the right attitude to receive those who have been lost or those who are sinning.
因为他们是神的。
Because they also belong to God.
不是魔鬼的哦。
And they do not belong to Satan.
还是神的哦。
They still belong to God.
跟我们一样哦。
Just like us.
所以这个观念很重要。
And so this is a very important concept.
那再来哦。 主耶稣要提醒这个文士跟法利赛人。
And then Jesus Christ also wanted to remind the Pharisees and scribes.
应当要跟天上的使者，应当要跟这个做父亲的同样的欢喜快乐。
That we should also rejoice, just like the angels of God, or like this father.
在这里耶稣讲这个浪子的比喻。
And here the Jesus Christ spoke of the parable of the prodigal son.
当这个小儿子他回头之后。
And when this younger son actually came back.
蒙他的父亲无条件的接纳。
And we see that the father receives him with no conditions.
那个举动啊却引起 啊，这个家里的另外一个哦儿子哦，这个大儿子的不满。
But we see that this actually brought about the unhappiness of the older son.
哦，耶稣啊，似乎意有所指的哦啊，以这个大儿子来代表哦当时的文士跟法利赛人。
And Jesus was using this older brother to also illustrate what the Pharisees and scribes were doing.
哦，因为啊，哦他们呢、啊、不满耶稣啊，哦接纳。啊、这些罪人跟税吏
because they were likewise unhappy that Jesus Christ was receiving the tax collectors and the sinners、
哦、因此而不高兴
and therefore they were not happy、
哦、因此、啊、对、这个哦、对这个父亲、啊、的公平公义有所质疑、啊、
and which is also why they were questioning about the justice of God、
哦啊、所以、这个耶稣在这个浪子的比喻里头、哦、用父亲的角色、哦、来提醒这个自以为是的大儿子。
And so then, in this parable of the prodigal son, then Jesus Christ was using the role of the father to remind the father who thought that he was all that.
哦，也就是提醒当时的这个文士跟法利赛人。
Which is also to remind the Pharisees and the scribes at the time.
你们之所以没有流失，没有丢掉，不是你们行，不是你们棒。
And the fact that you are not lost and that you have not gone away is not because you are so good.、
哦、就好像说你经常跟我同在。
And it's just like you have always been with me.、
哦、我一切所有的都是你的。
And that all that I have is yours.、
哦、你们不要以为你们现在拥有神的律法、哦、能够遵行、哦啊、能够明白是因为你们行你们棒。是因为你跟我同在，是我给你们的。
And for them to think that the fact that they are able to understand the laws and to be able to abide by the laws of God is not because that they are able to do so on their own or that they are so good, but rather it's because that they have always abided with Jesus,、with God.
你们之所以没有流失，没有哦，没有软弱，是因为啊，哦，我保守保护你。
And the fact that you are not weak or you're not lost is because I have also protected and preserved you.、
哦、我的恩典啊，给你们比较多。
And that I have given you more grace.、
哦哦、这个很重要，这个观念很重要。
And this is a very important concept.、
哦、经常我们会觉得说、哦、那些软弱的、哦、神还原谅他、哦、神对我比较不公平、啊、爱给我比较少。
Because sometimes we might think that, well, those, God always has mercy on those who continue to sin or those who are weak, and we think that perhaps God has shown us less love.
好了，我们现在来做个交换，然后，那你换做他好了，哦，你去犯罪受苦啊，然后再回来神接纳你，好不好？
But then let's make an exchange. Why don't we switch roles, and why don't you be the one that goes out and sin, and then you can suffer outside, and then you have to come back, and then God will receive you.
没有人愿意的啦。
But no one is willing to do so.
哦，就好像很多弟兄姐妹啊，哦，会说，你看哦，神都没有照顾我呢。
And just like many brothers and sisters, they might say that, well, look, God has not taken care of me.
哦，每天就是没有什么事情啊。
Because every day there's nothing going on.
哦，来教会都是开车呜啊到了啊，也没有发生什么事情啊。
And then look, I just drive to church and then I just get here and there's nothing that happens to me.
难道一定要出大车祸哈、哦，然后、啊、车毁人无伤，这样才叫做恩典吗？
And is it that we only think that it's grace if we actually have a huge accident and then the car is totaled, but yet we are safe, and this is a grace?
难道一定要说、啊、这个、哦、长了这个癌症啊，哦啊，那个医生摇头，哦，那个、受苦啊，化疗啊，最后，哎，神怜悯医治你啊，这样哦，才觉得说有恩典吗？
Or do we think that we have to have cancer and then suffer through all of the treatments and the sorrows and then have the doctor say that we have no hope and then God heals us, then we say that, oh, then this is the way that we have actually received grace?
哦，所以我们能够平安无事，就是最大的恩典啊。
And isn't it the greatest grace for us to actually be all, be peaceful and not have anything happen to us?
所以这个做爸爸的要提醒这个大儿子。
And so this oldest, this father has to remind the older son.
哦。你经常在神的家里、啊、
That you are always in the house of God.
你和神同在。
And that you have the abidance of God.
神的一切平安喜乐恩典都是你的。
And all of God's grace and peace and joy, they all belong to you.
如果我们懂得这样去思考。
And if we know to think in this way.
我们就会有怜悯的心。
Then we will have a merciful heart.
就不会像大儿子。
And then we will not be like this older son.
嫉妒。 不平。
And to be jealous or to not feel so peaceful in our hearts.
哦，所以经常数算神的恩典，感念神的恩典啊，是让我们能够接纳那些软弱回头的同龄，另外一个基础啊。
And so to always give thanks and also to also know how to count our blessings. This is also one of the foundation for us to know how it is that we can actually receive those lost and sending brothers and sisters back into the fold.
哦，除了说我们明白他也是属神的之外，哦。
And beyond just the fact of us knowing that they also belong to God.
哦，对神的感恩而产生的怜悯，也是另外一个我们能接纳流失软弱同龄的这个基础。
Then we also have to know how to give thanks and also to count our blessings in order for us to have the mercy towards those who are lost and sinning.
哦，所以耶稣啊，同样对这一个这个浪子的比喻啊，也有一个结论。
And so likewise, Jesus Christ also had a conclusion for this parable of the lost son.
就是我们理当欢喜快乐。
Which is that we should make merry and be glad.
哦，因着那个软弱的弟兄能够回头，因着那个曾经被这个罪所胜的这个同龄能够回转，我们应当要欢喜快乐。
And for those brothers and sisters who were lost and who have now come back, or for those who were bound by sin and they're now coming back, we ought to be merry and be glad.
哦，这样的态度，哦，这样的接纳，将决定这些软弱的、这些回头的同龄是不是能够留下来，而不再出去外面流浪。
And all this type of attitude of grace and mercy towards these lost and weak members also are determinant as to whether or not they're going to stay.
哦，那当然了，这个回头的这个同龄哈，软弱的弟兄姐妹哈，他们也应当有悔改的态度。
And of course, those lost brothers and sisters, or those who are weak who are coming back, then they ought to also have a humble attitude.
哦，就像这个小儿子哈。
And just like this young son.
哦，他知道他得罪天，也得罪他的父亲。
And he knew that he has sinned against heaven and before his father.
哦，痛悔之下，他深感自己不配再当父亲的儿子。
And so in his sorrow, then he also recognized that he is no longer worthy to be called a son.
哦，而不是啊，合理化自己的罪行啊。
And it's not just that we try to rationalize our own sins.
哦，甚至啊，哦，这个硬凹哈，软弱有理啊。
Or to actually make an argument for our own weaknesses.
哦，或者是啊，把自己的软弱哈推卸到别人的身上去啊，都是谁害我的啦？
Or to push all of our weaknesses onto others to say that they're the ones that caused me to do this.
啊，魔鬼害的啦，魔鬼太厉害了，我们是人，血肉之躯，没有办法跟他抗衡的。
Or that, for example, that the Satan actually caused me to sin in this way, and we're only made out of flesh and blood, and so how are we to resist?
啊，弟兄姐妹哦，啊，教会没有爱心的，所以我才会出去流浪啊。
Or that the brothers and sisters in church have no love, and that's why I actually went out.
啊，神的保护不够啦，所以我才跌倒啦。
Or that God's protection was not enough, and that's why I fell.
哦，那你这样就没有像小儿子哈，这个痛悔的态度了。
And if we act in this manner, then we are not like repenting like this younger son.
哦，啊，所以回头的人哦，也要有回头应有的态度啊。
And so those who are returning ought to also have the attitude of the one who is returning.
哦，那在这样的一个前提之下。
And so under this premise.
哦，啊，那。哦，这个大儿子也应当体会他父亲的心肠，来接纳他这个弟弟。
And this older son should also be able to know what the father is experiencing, and then to also receive his brother in the same manner.
哦，这样迷羊才能够回来，不再迷失。
And in this way, then those who are lost can come back, and they will not be lost again.
哦，所以我们求神帮助我们哦。
And so we ask God to help us.
哦，在我们呢。要谈这个寻回主羊。
And so as we're talking about the topic of bringing back the lost sheep,
我们先建立一个正确的接纳态度。
That's when we can first actually build up the right attitude to receive them.
哦，把破口啊，把漏洞啊给补好。
And then to actually fix up the places that are broken or that are that are still leaking.
哦，那这样啊，还不会让回来的哦，这些迷羊，或者是将来哈、还有迷羊啊，会跑出去啊。
And so that way, then we can actually help to retain those who are lost and have come back. Otherwise, we will just continue to have lost sheep.
哦，那这个是今天晚上哦，小弟跟大家分享的。
And so this is what I'd like to share with you tonight.
哦，那从我们刚刚 所分享的内容里头。
And in the content that we have shared just now.
哦，还有的就是那个绵羊。
And there is also that sheep.
哦，再来就是那个寻找的人。
And then there's also the one that is doing the seeking.
好，我们将留在明天跟后天继续跟大家分享。
And then we will continue to share on these two at tomorrow and the day after.
哦，怎么样自己才不会成为迷羊？
And so how is it that we can prevent ourselves from becoming this lost sheep?
那又要怎么做我们才能成为这个好牧人去寻回主羊？
And how is it that we can be a good shepherd to actually seek back these lost sheep?
哦，我们来唱诗。
And so I'll sing him.
30首。
Sing him 30.